In multiple endocrine neoplasia, or Menn's syndrome, as the name indicates, there are multiple endocrinal gland involvement and oversecretion of hormones. There are four types: Menn 1, Menn 2A, Menn 2B, and Menn 4. Menn 2B was previously called Menn 3. All Menn's syndromes are autosomal dominant. Menn 1 is also known as Wormer syndrome. And Menn 2A is also called Sippel syndrome. Menn 1 and Menn 4 are caused by loss of function mutation, while Menn 2 is caused by gain of function mutation in the respective genes. Menn 1 include primary hyperparathyroidism, pituitary tumors like prolactinoma, and pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors like insulinoma, gastrinoma, etc. There are some tumors as well, the name which you see now, can also rarely be a part of Menn 1 syndrome. Menn 2A include primary hyperparathyroidism, medullary thyroid carcinoma, and pheochromocytoma. Menn 2B include medullary thyroid carcinoma, pheochromocytoma, and primary hyperparathyroidism as that for Menn 2A. But it also includes multiple mucosal neuromas. The patient has marfanoid body habitus, skeletal abnormalities, and abnormal dental enamel. In comparison to Menn 2A, medullary thyroid carcinoma occurs at an earlier age in Menn 2B. Menn 4 is rare, and abnormalities include primary hyperparathyroidism, pituitary tumors, and possible tumors in the adrenal glands, reproductive organs, kidneys, and pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors. Treatment depends on the involved hormonal gland. And, in most cases, surgical treatment, such as parathyroidectomy, is needed. Follow-up is required in all cases, to see for recurrence, or the development of other gland tumors. In men too, the incidence of medullary thyroid carcinoma is almost 100%, so thyroidectomy is done early. Genetic testing of family members is also needed, for early detection of medullary thyroid carcinoma, and prophylactic thyroidectomy.